Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Let's get this show on the road. Hey everyone, welcome on today. Yes, that's right. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself and family, consult your medical doctor first. I'm not a licensed counselor or psychologist. If you suspect that you have a mental health illness or mental health issue, please contact your local behavioral health authority in your state or town, or contact 311 United Way, and they can connect you with a mental health agency in your region. That's right. They can connect you. And this concludes our disclaimer. Let's get this show started. Hey guys, I got some demographics and statistics for you on today. From the National Alliance on Mental Health Illness, which is www.nami.org. And this website will be in the description so that you can do your own research and study at the same time. So the breakdown is this: 21% of U.S. adults experienced mental illness in 2020, 52.9 million people. This represents 1 in 5 adults. 5.6% of U.S. adults experienced serious mental illness in 2020, 14.2 million people. This represents 1 in 20 adults. 16.5% of U.S. youth aged 6 to 17 experienced a mental health disorder in 2016, 7.7 million people. 6.7% of U.S. adults experienced a co-occurring substance use disorder and mental illness in 2020, and 17 million people. So, according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, major depressive episodes, 8.4%, 21 million people. Schizophrenia, 1%, estimated at 1.5 million people. Bipolar disorder, 2.8%, estimated 7 million people. Anxiety disorder, 19.1%, estimated 48 people. Post-traumatic stress disorder, 3.6%, estimated 9 million people. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, 1.2%, estimated 3 million people. Borderline personality disorder, 1.4%, estimated 3.5 million people. In 2020, there were 46.2% of U.S. adults with mental illness received treatment. In 2020, 64.5% of U.S. adults with serious mental illness received treatment. In 2016, 50.6% of U.S. youth aged 6 to 17 with mental health disorder received treatment. Annual treatment rates among U.S. adults in any mental illness by demographic group: males 37.4%, females 51.2%, lesbian, gay, or bisexual 54.3%, non-Hispanic, Asian 20.8%, non-Hispanic, white 51.8%, non-Hispanic, black, or African-American 37.1%, non-Hispanic, mixed, multicultural 43.0%, Hispanic or Latino 35.1%. 11% of U.S. adults with mental illness had no insurance coverage in 2020. 11.3% of U.S. adults with serious mental illness had no insurance coverage in 2020. 150 million people live in a designated mental health professional shortage area. That means it's a lack of mental health professionals in the area that they live in. So that concludes our demographics. Once again, I will include the link in the description so that you can read and do your own research at the same time. Well, thank you. Hey, everyone. So welcome to our final day for our mental health check-in. Yay! We made it to day 5, and I hope that you all are excited. Hope that you are empowered. Hope that you're inspired. I hope that you're bursting with inspiration to go out there and to share with someone else. And I hope that this 5 days have been a blessing to you as it's been a blessing to me. I hope that you gained some insight into, you know, taking in responsibility and taking accountability of working on your own mental health, not just for yourself, but also those that are connected to you, your family and friends and a whole. And also, don't forget, you can share with your doctor or your counselor or your therapist what we did in these 5 days. Like I said, I'm not a mental health counselor. I'm not a mental health therapist. Even though I do have a degree in psychology, if you suspect that you have some type of kind of mental illness or mental health issues going on with yourself or your family, reach out to your local health, behavioral health authority in your state. If you don't know who they are, all you have to do is call United Way, which is 311, and they'll connect you to a mental health agency. If you live in the state of Virginia, now you can call 988 if you're dealing with any type of suicide, depression, and they will help. They have trained counselors that are on standby to assist you and to help you. So if you live in the state of Virginia, it's 988. So let's get this show on the board road. We're still talking about to-do lists. Don't forget to keep track with your to-do list. Don't forget to keep track of your goals, short-term, long-term. Don't forget to meditate. Don't forget, along with mental health, it's very important that you take some time out to have me time. That means step away, turn your cell phone off, take a bubble bath, get some, read a book. Go to the movies, take yourself on a date, treat yourself to dinner. Whatever it is, you have to take some me time. It's very important. It's very crucial for your own personal mental health. It keeps you rooted, and it also keeps you grounded at the same time. And it also helps you stay focused and calm at the same time. So if you have your paper, let's get started. Remember, write to today's date. And you want to ask yourself, how are you feeling today? How are you feeling today? So you write down, how are you feeling today? The next one, how can you improve your mental health? How can you improve your mental health? And this goes back to going back over the days that we have met. Can you improve your mental health? Or how has your mental health improved over the 4 days? And now today is day 5. What's some of the things that have improved, and what's some of the things that you know that you can improve? Like I said, share this with your doctor. Share this with your counselor, your therapist. You know, they may have some added on extra activities that you can do to help you maintain your mental health. See, you have counselors, you have doctors, you have, you know, your support group that can there to cheer you on. But at the end of the day, it's just you. So you got to take responsibility and accountability to assist your body to heal itself, to assist your body to maintain its focus, to assist your body to maintain a healthy mental health. So the next question, what have been your 3 dormant emotions this week? So all this week, all 4 days that we met, and today is 5. What are the 3 things? Some people may have 2. Somebody might have 1 thing that is dormant emotions this week. The next thing, what do you feel good about right now? What do you feel good about right now? First, what do you feel bad about right now? Because some people, they feel bad right now. You know, they working on their mental health. They working on sustaining a healthy lifestyle. They might feel bad about something. And just because they feel bad about something doesn't mean it's like, oh, it's going to hurt you or harm you, or it's going to cause you to pull your hair out. It could be, you made a bad decision. And it's okay, because we all have made bad decisions in our lifetime. I don't know one person that did say, well, I never made a bad decision. Everybody made it a bad decision. Children make bad decisions. Teenagers make bad decisions. Us adults make bad decisions. But we come back and we focus on that bad decision and try to overturn it to make that bad decision a good outcome. So what do you feel good about today? Right now, what is your number one thing that you feel good about? You may say, okay, I woke up this morning. A lot of people are dealing with a lot of health issues in their body. They're sickly. They're dealing with different diseases. And every day is a new day. I'm telling you, if you have sickness in your body or disease or infirmity in your body right now, and you're alive, you're awoke, you can see, you can talk, you can walk, you had activity, mobility of your limbs, every day you should feel good that you're here. I'm serious. Every day is a new day for you. It's a new day to jump. It's a new day to leap. It's a new day to smile. It's a new day to say, thank you, God, that you allow me to come into this brand new day. We're about to go into August. Every day is a good day. So this is a happy moment for a lot of people on today, because they woke up this morning because of the sickness, knowing that they're sick, but they woke up this morning and they counted this day another day to just be happy. So the next thing, things that trigger negative emotion. Write down some of the things that trigger your negative emotion. And then you write down the things that you can work on to help turn those triggers that trigger your negative emotion into a positive emotion. So what things trigger a positive emotion versus negative? And they always say, you take a piece of paper and write down all the good qualities about yourself. And then write down on the back of all the bad qualities that you think or you feel about yourself. Do you know all the good qualities about yourself will outweigh all the bad things that you think about yourself? So those things that you think bad about yourself are triggers that cause you to have a negative emotion. But once you turn the paper on the other side and you see all the good about yourself, you see all the positive stuff about yourself, they trigger good emotions. So the next thing, rank your mental health. Rank your mental health, with 1 being not so good, 5 being excellent, 3 being neutral. Rank your mental health. So that's our mental health check-in on today. So how you feeling today? How you feeling today is the question that you want to ask yourself on today. That's right. How do you feel? Ask you that question. Look yourself in the mirror and say, me, hi, how do I feel? So another thing we're going to talk about today for our last mental health check-in is mind goals. For the new month of August, set goals. Mind goals, body goals, work goals. Mind goals, body goals, work goals. 333. What three things that you're going to work on for your mind, to cultivate your mind, to some people say, okay, I want to read more books. I want to enlighten myself. Your body. What three things you want to work on for your body? I want to work my upper body, or I want to walk more. I want to exercise more. I want to eat right. Work goals, you have assignments that are coming up. What are some of the things that you plan on doing to complete your work goals? So that's just something to think about as we walk in and move into the month of August, and we're almost halfway through the year. Isn't it something? We're almost halfway through the year of 2022. And don't forget, value yourself. Value yourself. And don't forget your journaling, 5 I know I said 5 minutes of journaling, but some people do 10, 20, some people do an hour of journaling, some people do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or whatever case may be, but make sure you get in your journaling each and every day. So this concludes our mental health check-in, and this is day 5. I thank you all for joining us on this journey as we work on our own mental health to be focused, to be rooted, and to be grounded. And I want to let you all know, ladies out there, you know, something in all my 49 years, and I posted it on my social media page, ladies, to us ladies out there, make sure you compliment your other, you know, another woman for her success, promotion, whatever her goals that she completed. Because us women, we need to start complimenting each other instead of being in competition with each other. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You feel me now, right? So ladies, I want to compliment you on today for much success. I want to compliment you on today for taking the time to work on your own personal mental health so that you can remain focused. Because girl, you got somewhere to go, people to see, things to do. You have destiny written all over you. My sisters, my brothers, much success. Be empowered. Go inspire another man to man up, reach up, and to reach out to our young brothers out there. Yes. So this is 5 days of mental health check-in. I am your podcast host, Sharita Berry, A Holistic Talk. Remember, this podcast for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Please know I'm not a licensed counselor or not a licensed therapist, even though I do have a degree in psychology. If you think or suspect that you have a mental health illness or someone in your family may have a mental health illness, contact your local behavioral health authority and your state. If you do not know who they are, contact United Way of Central America 311, and they can put you in contact with a mental health agency in your state, in your town, that you can hook up with and to get and start the process of intake of counseling. In the state of Virginia, you can call 988. In the state of Virginia, you can call 988 if you're dealing with suicide or depression. And someone is on standby to assist you. Trained therapists and counselors, they're on standby to take your call 24/7, 365 days a year. When it's a leap year, 366. Once again, I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Until next time. Hey guys, guess what? Connect with us on all social media platforms. That's Facebook. You can find us at Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry. And don't forget, we're on all podcast platforms such as Anchor.fm, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we're also on Pandora as well. So don't forget, all you got to do is go to Google search or Yahoo search or Bing search and type in Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry. And we'll pop up. Yeah, we'll pop up. Pop up on me. Don't forget, connect with us on all social media and podcast platforms. Peace, deuces. So guys, thank you all for joining us for our 5 days of mental health check-in. Yes, don't forget, if you suspect that you have a mental health issue or someone in your family you suspect have a mental health issue, contact your local behavioral health authority in your state. If you do not know who they are, you can contact United Way of Central America. That number is 311, and they will connect you to a mental health agency in your town where you can link up with and schedule an appointment for intake and assessment. If you live in the state of Virginia and you have bouts of depression or suicide thoughts, now you can call 988 That is 988 in Central Virginia and all surrounding counties of Virginia. So once again, I thank you all for tuning in. Know that it's so important, it's so vital that you take responsibility and take and hold accountability for your own personal mental health. If you are married and have a family, work together to maintain the whole entire family's mental health sustainability. So once again, remember, mental health is a big issue in the United States, and we all want to connect with one another to help each other out when it comes to mental health sustainability. Until next time, peace, deuces.